talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Good morning. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Creedence Clearwater Revival, As Long as I Can See the Light, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home. And our home theme songs, we pick a new one every week. We always try to find a song that mentions the word home or something to do with home. And it's amazing how many songs out there do have the theme of home in it. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 24th through the 26th, 2025. So we're about 7 months away or so from our next home show. And interestingly, sales have been so brisk for vendor booths. We're like 75% sold out, and it's only the middle of summer. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We'll be talking with Todd Nowicki with Hunter Quinn Homes. Also, Victoria Seelinger, realtor with Island House Real Estate. And then finally, we'll be talking with Jack Holt from 84 Lumber. He's a 25-year veteran of 84 Lumber. Well, we had the summer launch party this past Thursday at Charleston Design Center in Mount Pleasant, and Melanie Paxson, our cover star from the actress from in Disney's Descendants series, made an appearance. It was a great time. Thanks so much to Charleston Design Center for hosting the party, and it was a tropical themed party, and everybody had a great time. Hope you have a great time this weekend too. And now we're talking with Todd Nowicki with Hunter Quinn Homes. How are you doing, Todd?
Doing great, Tim. How you doing?
Good. Todd, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Hunter Quinn Homes.
Yeah, absolutely. Hunter Quinn Homes started in 2013 by Will Herring. He's a native of Carolina, and he was working for a lot of large builders at the time, and decided that there was a need to really have a home builder that focused in on customers, the experience, do a little different than what other builders were doing. So in 2013, started the company. Since then, we've grown. We're statewide. We're not only in the low country where we started, but we also have moved throughout the state. And we're actually the largest privately held builder in the low country and one of the largest in the state currently. We do everything from any new home construction that you can imagine, from production home building in traditional neighborhoods to scattered lot building, to build on your lot, to build for rent for people that want investment properties. So we run the gamut on what a customer may need in terms of new home construction.
All right, great. Sounds like Hunter Quinn Homes is very, very flexible, which is valuable for a homeowner.
Absolutely.
What neighborhoods in the Charleston area does Hunter Quinn Homes build in?
So we have numerous neighborhoods throughout the Lowcountry and in Charleston. You know, the best thing to do is probably go to www.hunterquinnhomes.com to kind of take a look. But our newest neighborhood, we just opened up. It's in Goose Creek, just outside the Navy base, focused on a townhome product that's focused on first-time buyers, people that may have been reassigned to the Navy base and need housing in the local area. But we have neighborhoods throughout the greater Charleston area. We also have a scattered lot program, which a lot of builders don't have. So we'll go in, kind of call them spot lots. We'll go into an older neighborhood and buy some lots, build houses. So like in Mount Pleasant itself, we don't have a traditional neighborhood, but we probably have anywhere from 8 to 9 homes that are under construction that are on a scattered spot lot type of situation.
Mm, gotcha. So you're trying to find available vacant lots that are priced right, and Hunter Quinn Homes will purchase them, and then at that point, do you have a buyer, or do you start building a spec home?
So it depends. So a lot of times, what will happen is we will go in and find the opportunities that are out there, purchase the lot, and then build a house on it. As far as the spec goes, but there's also a lot of times that there's buyers that are out looking. They find a lot. They purchase a lot, and they're trying to find a builder, and we can fill that need as well. So, again, in Mount Pleasant, we probably, you know, do 8 to 10 build on the lots for people that have already acquired a lot. And then we probably overall do another 20 ourselves as spec homes.
Gotcha. Are there finished homes, move-in ready, that Hunter Quinn Homes has already constructed?
So, That's a great question. So South Carolina is the fastest growing state in the country. And then Charleston, the greater Charleston area, is one of the fastest growing metros. So while we do have some homes that are available immediately, I think last I checked, there's 50 to 100 new families moving to the Charleston area every day. So the homes don't last very long once we get them under construction. So as of right now, probably have 12 to 15 that are either completed or could move in within the next 30 to 60 days.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Talk about the process someone will experience when Hunter Quinn Homes is hired to build a new home.
So the customer experience is probably the most important thing to us. And again, as I kind of mentioned earlier, why Will decided to set up a home building company is so when you buy a home, it's usually the largest single investment you make, and there's a lot of emotions that go with that. I always tell the team that, you know, 90% of the world's problems come down to communications. And so what we try to do through the process is make sure that we are communicating, almost overly communicating with the buyer on what the steps are, and then what the handoff points are for the customer on their journey of moving into a new home. So it usually starts at our website. We have an OSC, it's an online sales counselor that can help a buyer, maybe looking online, identify a geographic area, a school system, a particular type of house they're looking for. And from there, they can set up an appointment to meet with a salesperson for that particular area and help narrow down the particular home, price points they want to be in. And then if they decide to go under contract, and they'll transition them to one to help them get their lender, their financing in place, whether it's a build on your lot or whether it's a normal spec home or to be built house that they may be trying to do. They also will hand them off to our design consultant, which will help them make all the specialty selections for their particular home. And then we'll transition into the construction side. The construction project managers will take them through the entire process, and there's several meetings that take place through that process. We also give them weekly updates. We provide every homeowner with a personalized website where we upload pictures throughout the week of things that have happened, We give them our kind of notes of what happened during this week and what we anticipate happening the following week. So the homeowner will always have that information readily available to them. If they can't communicate directly with us for whatever reason, if they're out of town, they can always log into their website and see what the progress on their house is. And then from there, after they close on their home, we can do a good handoff on our customer service side to make sure that if there's any issues with the home afterwards, that they know exactly what needs to happen to identify, take care of any issues that they may have after they close on their home.
Does Hunter Quinn Homes have a design center where the homeowner is picking out the lighting and countertops and paint colors and things like that?
Do. So every one of our markets, Charleston, Myrtle Beach, Greenville, in our kind of a lake country up in Manning, they have a design studio and they get complimentary design services. So a designer will meet with each buyer when they purchase a house, depending on what stage of construction, whether it's just out or if it's, somewhere along the construction process, will help them make the selections. We simplify the process. We have each home has numerous options from adding bedrooms and windows to bathrooms to different gourmet kitchens. And then, things from like flooring to appliances, there's numerous packages that they can choose from to make that process a little bit more, a little easier on the customer to select. It's a very generous package. So there's a lot of options, but the design consultant really helps them narrow their selections down to make it a little easier for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in my 25 years of being involved with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, I picked up a term a while back. It's an academic term called the tyranny of choice. And are you familiar with that?
I am. I'm very familiar.
Okay. Well, I'll just explain it. Do you want to explain it to our listeners?
So it's paralysis by analysis. I've seen people really spend hours and get real emotional over a light fixture that's going in their entry or in their dining room because there's so many choices that are out there in ways to look at it. So the scale of the fixture versus the room dimensions, the height of the fixture, the finishes of the fixture itself, usability of the fixture in terms of light bulbs and how easy it is to change them, things of that nature. It can really become overwhelming. And so, most of our selections that we, packages that we selected, we've gone and vetted that. We value engineer the plans, but then the selections, how they fit into the plan to get them the best use in those particular areas. But still, it can be overwhelming. We want to, again, we recognize how emotional it can be to build a new home, and we try to minimize that as best we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the way I understood the term when I came across it is if you ask someone, would you like to have unlimited choices? Or would you like to have three choices? And the average person would say, "Oh, I want 1,000 choices." Yeah, but then that becomes, as you said, paralysis by analysis. That's a great way to put it. The 1,000 choices becomes overwhelming for someone, and so to make it easy for your customers at Hunter Quinn Homes. You're limiting the choices, and that becomes an easier way for the homeowner to. They're still making the selections themselves, so they feel like it's a more of a custom feel, but they're not overwhelmed with 1,000 light fixtures. There's how many light fixtures might they choose from, say in the kitchen?
So I mean. Quite a bit. You have under cabinet lighting, you have pendant lighting, you got the overhead lighting. There's numerous selections that are there. And again, we try to make what's available to them complimentary of the particular plan in the plan series that they're selecting from to limit those decisions that they have to make. But yet they still get exactly what you said. They get what they want. they just have a harder time visualizing it when you're looking at, you know, a picture on a piece of paper, or even if you're looking at the light fixture, but there's 1,000 of them in front of you, getting it down to like, hey, these five are the best choices for this particular area. And they usually find one or two that they absolutely love, and it fits their needs.
Yeah. And it's very oftentimes when I've talked to interior designers or builders, I've asked them about, you know, do you end up having to become a bit of a marriage counselor, because the husband and wife will disagree on this or that, and sometimes it's hard to break that logjam. I can see how much easier it would be on decision making. I kind of wish we had that situation when my wife and I built a house 15 years ago. You would think it's ironic. It's like, wow, what an opportunity to build your own home. But but there's pitfalls that come with that, and it can be a very overwhelming experience. So I think kind of the good, better, best approach might have simplified things for us. So it's interesting that Hunter Quinn Homes has adapted that.
Absolutely. It is the best way to move through it quickly without overwhelming people.
Right. Is the question that builders often will inevitably get is what's the cost per square foot? Are you able to tell a homeowner, given a homeowner, that answer?
So it's the cost per square foot question is a very tricky question, because people look at it differently. And I do not give cost per square foot. We're going to give you actual pricing. That's the only way we do it. I know a lot of folks in the business like to start off at that. But we have pricing on all our homes. And then we have the ability with our technology to quickly price. So if it's a scattered lot, we can end the cost, whether it's got a septic or a well or whatever the other development costs are there, plus the sticks and bricks costs, plus the options. So we're going to deal in real numbers. We're not going to do square footage prices. So if you're unsure and you've got, you know, 10 houses that you're looking at, we'll be able to give you a pretty solid price before we even start going to contract on anything. So the customer really understands where they're going to end up as far as the overall price mm-hmm. goes.
With your home sites program, which you mentioned earlier, is the opportunity for someone who has purchased a piece of property and they hire Hunter Quinn Homes to build their home. Does the homeowner have where do they shop for their finishes and things like that? Or how much choice does the property owner have in making those selections? Is it any different from your regular production building homes you do?
It is. It's a little bit different of a program. Homesites, we established it because one thing we're really good at is we have scale. So we're a larger privately held builder. And so our purchasing power is pretty strong that we can buy materials at a better rate than most. We're also very efficient. We use a lot of technology in our construction, which allows us to offer, you know, I'm cautious on using the term semi-custom homes, but it allows us to leverage those efficiencies to offer a better value for the customer. We design home sites because people were coming to us and saying, can you build your house on our lot? And we, at the time, we could not. So we said, well, why can't we? And so we developed a home sites program so that we could meet the needs of our particular customers that want that, again, own land or own a lot that they want to build on. There's not a lot of what we used to call pickup truck builders anymore. After the 2008 housing crisis, a lot of those builders went away. And there's not a lot of options. There's true custom builders that are out there that are a little bit more expensive and they still have the buying power. So we're able to leverage our buying power to get a really good value. And now we're able to do that, provide that same value on the buyer's lots. So with all that being said, to answer your question, yes. So we totally respect, this is somebody's individual lot. It's their dream house. We do allow them, not only do they have the full design studio experience, but a lot of times they would like to bring in their own options in terms of upgrading maybe a cabinet or a certain tile that they want to they're in love with that is not in our program. We allow our buyers on the Build on Your Lot program, the Home Sites program, to make those type of selections. A lot of times you see different paint colors, different sheens on the paint, to different floorings, to some real unique things. And that's where they kind of will go into the community and go to design studios for like cabinetry or lighting shop and make selections on their own there. And we'll facilitate that. We'll work with the supplier that they may have a relationship with or we'll source that material or those products directly.
Mm, gotcha. Yeah, and I think the you mentioned the leveraged buying power. That's pretty important. I mean, if there's a couple that's building a custom home, and they walk into a tile store, the tile store is going to look at them as an individual buyer versus you being able to say, hey, we build whatever 100 homes a year, and if you can provide us a better deal, we'll work with you.
That's exactly right. And so with, you know, you look at appliances, you know, I bought 450 refrigerators last year, and so when I go to buy a refrigerator, even if it's not in our normal lineup, we have relationships with the appliance manufacturers that they're going to give us the discounts that you would see at a volume rate.
Gotcha. Well, that makes sense. We're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you, if someone contacted Hunter Quinn Homes today, how long does the process take from the time they sign on the dotted line to being able to move into their house?
So, again, there's many variables in there depending on the municipality and how long it takes to get permits and whether or not it's a build on your lots where we may have to be doing some development work on the lot itself, whether it's got a septic or a well or if it's on city water and sewer. There's a lot of variables in there, but we generally tell our customers it's a 5-month build. And if it's a smaller home in a production neighborhood, it's probably less than that. It's probably, you know, 4 months. If it's a more complex home on a remote lot that we have to do more work on, we usually use a 6-month time frame for them.
That's again, impressive.
When we start the house, we're pretty transparent on it. We do a really good job. Our team, our construction team, is very, very strong. They can usually meet any of the time frames that the buyer needs. A lot of times the buyers come to us and say, my lease ends or I'm moving on the state. We'll try to accommodate them the best we can, but throughout the process, we're communicating. And so usually about 60 days before they close them out, we have a locked-in particular date and time that they'll be ready for closing.
Gotcha. And how does Hunter Quinn Homes, do you folks help the buyer with regards to the financing and mortgage and everything?
We absolutely do. We have preferred lenders. There's usually incentives involved with using a preferred lender. And the reason we like that, we have a relationship with those lenders. They're very competitive on all their rates. But it helps us with the customer navigate any of the pitfalls or any of the challenges that come up because we have such a deep relationship with them that we kind of know the questions that are going to come up and any issues, and we can head them off early in the process. And again, it's all about keeping the process kind of seamless so that our customers don't have to go through that emotional roller coaster of, oh my goodness, now I've got to find this or I got to, you know, provide this documentation. We can prepare them up front. This is what's needed so they have more time to get things, that information together for their lender.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Well, good deal. Well, one last question. Hunter Quinn Holmes was involved with HGTV's Rock the Block.
We were.
Can you talk about what that experience was like?
It was a great, great experience. It was really, we did it more for our team. We wanted our team to experience something that was outside the box, that was different, that was very, very challenging. The accolades we got from the TV show was great, but we really did it for our team. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of work. It was a 24/7 build. When you're dealing with Hollywood, they come to town for all that production, all the talent that comes in, and you have these very, very tight timelines for filming. And we had to do one room at a time, from building a home to get it to a certain stage and then finish these rooms. A lot of times we had just 2-3 days to finish a room. But, the best thing about it was the team really rallied. There was no, we can't do it. There was no, people getting us that. It's like, what can we do to help make this happen? How can we produce the best show that we can do? I think that's what everyone left with is that we can do things that they didn't think that those may be possible.
I'll bet those the people that ultimately bought those homes that were featured on Rock the Block, I bet that's their they're probably so proud they've told that story to and will continue to tell that story to all their friends and family in the future.
It is really neat. There's customers that purchase homes are wonderful people. They really enjoy their homes, and they have that history of watching, their home being built and customized by the talent that was with HGTV. There's something to be said for that. I think they really enjoy it. We really enjoyed being part of that whole process.
And I'll wrap this up by making an observation. I'm looking at the Hunter Quinn Holmes full page ad in the summer issue, our new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And I'm looking at one of the photos. It's probably a master bathroom, and the shower, the walk-in shower, has got this green iridescent kind of like a subway tile, but it's instead of it being horizontal, it's vertical. And what struck my attention was, if you look at the Meltzer tile ad on page 2 of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, it's showing a beautiful master bathroom with that, what appears to be that exact same tile. So, here's Meltzer tile. They're advertising to all those people building custom homes, and they want people to come in and here's a good example, this green iridescent tile. And lo and behold, Hunter Quinn Homes is using the same, at least the same look of that tile in the homes that you folks construct.
So that's kind of interesting. I know exactly what you're talking about, because the first time I saw it, I was like, I've never seen anything like it. And the particular customer on that, she's a real estate agent, and I think, if I remember the story correctly, saw a picture of this in a magazine and loved that tile. And I remember our team having to go source it and saw it. That's why I kind of got the heads up. There was something different that we were doing. And when I went out to the house to look at it, it was blown away. It turned out really, really beautiful. So it's kind of neat to hear those type of stories.
Well, that kind of erases the whole cookie cutter myth that some people may think about when it comes to production building and so forth. So there's always great options, and that's just one good example.
Absolutely. Look and see what you like and bring it to us and let us talk, through that whole process and what your vision for your home is. And we can usually meet the needs of any of our customers.
There you go. Well, how's the best way for folks to get more information about Hunter Quinn Homes?
So you're welcome to contact any one of our sales centers or model homes. The best source is usually our website, www.hunterquinnhomes.com, and start the process there. We, again, have online sales counselor that can meet you wherever you want to. As far as some people like text, some people like email, some people like phone calls. We're happy to do either of those to start the initial conversation, and from there we'll put you in the system and walk you through and take you through to the end and get you into a beautiful home.
Well, that's great. Well, we've been talking with Todd Nowicki with Hunter Quinn Homes, and you can always find Hunter Quinn Homes within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Todd.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
And now we're talking with Realtor Victoria Seelinger with Island House Real Estate. How are you, Victoria?
Good. How are you, Tim?
Good, good. Victoria, take a moment and tell everyone about Island House Real Estate.
So Island House Real Estate is a boutique brokerage. We do a lot of work out in Daniel Island and downtown, but our broker is Trisha Peterson. And we have a new office right downtown, and we are so excited about it. But we're just a firm of a few girls that love doing real estate, and it's really where our heart is. So feel free to check out our website at islandhouserealestate.com.
All right, great. Well, how is the real estate market in Charleston now, and how has it changed over the past few years?
So Charleston's real estate market has really been on such an upswing. Thanks to our city's historic charm, the beautiful coastline, and the bustling job market, we've definitely seen home values climb steadily. There has been a lot of buzz and competition, with home sales selling faster than ever due to high demand and low inventory.
Well, what are some of the more desirable neighborhoods in Charleston for home buyers?
Charleston has really so many great and fantastic neighborhoods. You really can't go wrong with any neighborhood in Charleston, but definitely more desirable is downtown Charleston. It's perfect if you like those, like, more of the historic homes, and it definitely has a more vibrant city vibe. If you're looking for, like, a big community with excellent schools and more of the kind of community feel where you can ride your golf carts around, Mount Pleasant is a great city for that. There's also West Ashley, which is a little bit more affordable. A lot of younger families tend to kind of head over towards West Ashley for the restaurants, and it is closer to downtown. And it's conveniently close to the water, too, so that's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're looking for a little bit something more upscale, definitely Sullivan's Island, Isle of Palms, and Daniel Island. You can get a lot of, like, waterfront properties on those different communities, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'll just throw in my two cents if you have young children and you're thinking about schools and so forth, I would recommend Mount Pleasant. Mount Pleasant's got great schools. You can still find an affordable house and so forth. And when I moved here in 1990, I wanted to live in Charleston. I wanted to live in downtown Charleston, and ended up buying in the Upper Peninsula. But as time went on, my wife and I struggled with where our two young daughters were going to go to school, and it was that was at the time when Buist Academy downtown was really, like, the only place that you'd send your kid to school, and there was a lottery and a lot of stressful days and nights with schooling. Where and when I look back in hindsight, I think we should have just bought in Mount Pleasant and took advantage of the school system and so forth.
I'll piggyback onto that. I recently sold a house over in Carolina Park to a young family, and while I was doing the final walkthrough, we were heading to the attorney's office, and that was the exact time that the school let out, and there were so many students walking home from school. It was the last week of school. They were all super excited. The families were all out. They were bike riding. They had golf carts. It was so nice to show my clients, like, I can talk about it all I want, saying how Mount Pleasant is a great community. Being a teacher, I know that the schools there are super desirable. They're great. But it was nice for them to actually see these happy kids coming home from school, the families being able to walk to their school and then go to the playground afterwards, the pool afterwards. It really is such a community feel. I highly recommend Mount Pleasant for sure.
Yeah, very good. How is the market for first-time home buyers in the Charleston area?
So it still is pretty competitive, but it's exciting. It's an exciting time if you're looking to buy a home for the first time. I will say it is super important to have a savvy real estate agent who can connect you with those mortgage lenders, because as a first-time home buyer, you don't know the process. You don't know how much you have towards closing costs and your down payment. So it really is smart to connect to someone that has these different resources to know who to connect you with. There are some lenders that I choose over other lenders, kind of depending on if they'll answer my text late or if they're like eager to answer questions for me. In our heads as real estate agents, we're really good at matching people to each other. Like I say, like we like to be like matchmakers here. But especially for first-time home buyers, you're going to want to ask a lot of questions. And as a teacher, I say this also, there are no stupid questions. Like, feel free to ask away. We're not going to look at you any differently than who you are. Like, we've all been in this position before. We've all been a first-time home buyer once in our lives. But it's an exciting moment for you. This is your first time purchasing a home, so you should just be super proud that you're even in this place, and reach out to an agent to let them like help you navigate this market for sure.
Do you know offhand if there's any programs for first-time home buyers?
So I know that there were definitely programs. I think it was called like Hometown Heroes or something similar, which kind of helped out some like first responders. Being a teacher, I sent it to all my teacher friends. And then I do have very close mortgage lender friends who, whenever I text them and I'm like, hey, this is the person's situation, this is their background, this is their job, do you have anything for them? And they're really the ones that can go and look into all their programs and see which one's kind of a better fit for them.
Mm-hmm. And what's it cost to call a realtor like yourself, Victoria Seelinger? What's it cost to call you and have you be hunting for properties for a first-time home buyer?
So I love that you asked that, because to reach out to me, that is absolutely free. So, like, feel free to text me. I am on my phone, unfortunately for my family, all day long. I have an 8-month-old, so I'm up all night too. So please keep me occupied, but feel free to send me a text, give me a call, send me an email. That is absolutely free. And then we discuss like further from there, your timeline and what you're looking for and kind of how the process works. But to reach out to me and to, you know, to inquire about real estate, that is free of charge. I have great girls on the team also. So it's a whole system. Once you reach out, we will set you up with the perfect people for you, and we will explain the whole process. It's what we do every single day. So yes, but please, that's a really great question, because some people kind of go in blind and, you know, don't want to reach out or ask for help, but please do. We love doing this. You know, we love helping you find your first time home, your investment home, or your forever home. It especially makes me so happy. So I'm happy to help anybody who is even starting to have the idea that they possibly want to sell their home or purchase a home, or those first time home buyers. Feel free to reach out anytime.
Yeah, and it's very common, you know, for people to be driving around different neighborhoods, and they're checking out the different houses in those neighborhoods, and they see a listing agent, they see a for sale mm-hmm. sign, and they'll call the listing agent for that house. But it's more efficient if you call Victoria Seelinger with Island House Real Estate, and she can be the source. She could be the one that there might be a for sale sign outside, but it turns out it's there's a contract in, or there's some mm-hmm. different things going on that the average person isn't aware of, and so mm-hmm. that's where your expertise comes in. So
yeah, if you see a sign out in somebody's house, and you call that number on there, that is going to be the listing agent, and the listing agent represents that seller. And like Tim said, if the house may be under contract, but that would be my job to reach out and to follow up and to see kind of how tight that contract is, if they're taking backup offers. And that's what your real estate agent does. They work for you. If you go into a new construction home, once again, those agents there are working for the builder. So I always like to say, like, have somebody that has your best interest in mind and it is personally representing you for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. And when you say that, it's there's no ill will or anything for the listing agent to talk to somebody, but you're right. They're the ones that are representing the people selling the house. Mm-hmm. And so they're not going to be able to, if you might ask that listing agent, how low do you think they'll go? Well, they're not going to tell you that because that's their responsibility is to the people that are selling the house. So you're not going to get the benefit of having an agent that is working on your behalf if you call that listing agent.
Yeah, exactly.
So what kind of trends are you seeing that are currently influencing the Charleston real estate market?
So I'm definitely seeing a lot of families that are looking to grow their families. They're looking for bigger homes. I mean, they want more space. I also see a lot of people that work remotely. And honestly, I've been working with two clients and they're both pilots, which is crazy. So I like to have two clients at the same time that are both pilots. So they're both constantly out of town. So you kind of have to like work around that, work around everybody's schedules, find them the perfect house that's going to work with having maybe younger kids. A lot of people are looking for that extra office space. And especially on Daniel Island, people are looking for frogs. And if you're from up north, a frog is a finished room over the garage. A lot of people, especially the younger families, have their in-laws coming in or people constantly visiting them each weekend. Which happened to me when I moved down here. My family came every single weekend.
Yeah.
And eventually they all ended up purchasing homes down here like that those following years.
But yeah, happens all the time.
It is nice to have that extra guest suite for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe a ADU would even be better. But
Oh, and well, actually, I'm glad you brought that up. So a lot of people are also looking for investment properties. Park Circle is huge on that. They like doing short-term Airbnbs. And this is why it's also smart to have a real estate agent. A lot of communities do not allow that. A lot of them have a minimum of a 6-month rental or even a year. Mm. So your real estate agent will be able to reach out, look into the HOA documents, kind of request info from the listing agent to see where you possibly can do short-term rentals as an investment property too.
Mm-hmm. What should potential sellers in Charleston be aware of before listing their homes for sale?
So I've seen a lot of people do for sale by owner and then ends up putting their house, listing it with a real estate agent. It is so important to price the house right from the beginning. When houses are sitting or if they're overpriced and they see price drops, people think there's something possibly wrong with the house. They're like, why has it been sitting for so long? Maybe it's more negotiable now since it's been on the market for so long. So you really need to have an expert come in, look at your house, tell you those improvements you have to make or don't have to make, and kind of give you their professional advice on the market because the real estate agents know it the best right now. We are out in the field constantly, so this is our job, what we like to do. Definitely for sure to have it priced appropriately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that can be a struggle with the homeowner who thinks more highly of their home than the market will support. And we noticed that there's a house that went on the market in our neighborhood for $3.2 million, and it's already dropped $550,000 from that asking price of $3.2 million. So I'm sure realtors like yourself have to kind of bite your tongue and be patient and wait for the truth to come out that, hey, you know, your house really isn't going to sell for what you think it should sell for.
And real estate agents, we do comps in the area too. So like we are trained in how to do that. So for home owners selling their own house, They get emotional. It's hard because you have so much attachment. You possibly have raised your kids in the house. So you obviously are going to think the world of the house and, you know, that it's worth so much. But it really is nice to have somebody come in that's not biased and have those extra set of eyes on the house. And let you know what they've been seeing in the neighborhood. Just because we are out in the field every single day, we know how quickly houses go off the market, how long they sit on the market. We have all those documents to see the upgrades that people have possibly done and those comps to run. So It is definitely smart to reach out to an agent and definitely market appropriately. This way it goes and it's not sitting on the market for a long time. Hopefully it doesn't push back any possible sale that you're looking for to purchase your own home. It kind of just saves time. The timeline is just more efficient, but definitely have an agent come out to your house and give you those, give you that feedback to have that extra set of eyes for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. What do you think is going to happen once interest rates start to drop?
I think there will definitely be more buyers that enter the market, but I do think that prices on homes will kind of higher. So it is smart to start looking right now, and then you can always refinance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a feeling there's a lot of people that are waiting to put their house on the market because of the high interest rates, and you know, they're not sure. The big question is always when you're looking to sell is where you're going to go from here. And so they're not crazy about having to pay higher interest rates on their new purchase, but when interest rates start to go down, that's when those folks are going to say, okay, now it's time to put our house on the market. So my theory, of course, it's not who knows if it's going to come true, but my thoughts is it's going to. There's going to be a lot more listings and there's going to be a lot more people coming into the market finally saying, okay, I can afford a 4%, mortgage rate fixed and that kind of thing. So I know there's a lot of people hoping that the interest rates will come down, waiting, and your message is you shouldn't wait. Is that right?
I think you should shop now, and then when those interest rates come down, you refinance. When there's more buyers, you know, looking for homes on the market, there's more competition. So there's a better chance of you having to kind of forego some of those repair items to make it work or to do a higher purchase price. So, personally, I think it's better to get in now when there is more of like room for negotiation with less buyers kind of in the market for a home rather than having to compete for one home because of the lower interest rates, having, you know, bringing more buyers to that market.
Yeah, it's almost not quite, but almost a buyer's market right now from the standpoint, or and this is just me, my opinion, and you may not agree, but it seems like there are fewer buyers now because of interest rates. So the buyers that are willing to pay the higher interest rate are, should be coveted a little bit more than because there's, you know, it's not just everybody looking for a house. It's only those that maybe can afford those, the higher interest rates right now.
Exactly.
So that maybe gives you a little extra negotiating room because there's not as many people knocking on the door saying we want to look at your house to potentially buy.
But those serious buyers are definitely out right now.
Yeah, very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Island House Real Estate?
So once again, you can visit our website or feel free to reach out. My email personally is victoria@islandhouserealestate.com. And my phone number is 516-457-8157. But we also are super active on social media. So if you go onto Instagram or Facebook, just simply look up Island House Real Estate. You'll be blown away by our page. It's absolutely gorgeous. And we are constantly posting things each and every day. So feel free to go on, add all of our agents, you'll be in for a great surprise. We have all the upcoming community events and the market trends, so definitely follow along with us.
And are you still a teacher, Victoria?
Yes, I am. I'm a full-time teacher. I put my resignation in at the end of the last school year, and I decided that I couldn't do it. I wanted to go back. I couldn't leave my kids. So I am headed back to Phillip Simmons Elementary School this upcoming school year.
Oh, well, that's great. And hopefully, I've been hearing about the salary increases for teachers and for Charleston County. So hopefully that helps impact you and all the other teachers out there, because you folks should definitely be paid more for the jobs that you have teaching our kids.
I really appreciate you acknowledging that. It definitely is a whirlwind. You definitely need to have two salaries in the household to pretty much survive, especially over in like the Mount Pleasant, Daniel Island area. It definitely is a struggle. But teachers, like I say, like, we don't do it for the money, obviously. We do it for the kids, and it would be nice to be appreciated for the fact that we do it for everybody's children.
Yeah. Well, and you know, maybe that will have an impact with some of our listeners who say, hey, you know, I like the way Victoria sounds, and I'd like to do business with her. And so what's your personal contact information again?
So it's Victoria@islandhouserealestate.com. And then my phone number is 516-457-8157. I will say that I have a lot of my teacher attributes and qualities, and I transferred over to real estate, but I do have that teacher heart, and people see that when they work with me. They're like, we could tell you're a teacher. You're so sweet. but I'm also active on my like emails and phones, and I'm super organized. So you could definitely see my great qualities kind of transfer over to real estate.
For sure. well, thanks so much for taking time out to talk with us this morning. We've been talking with Victoria Selinger with Island House Real Estate. And you can always find Island House Real Estate within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Victoria.
Thank you so much for having me.
And now we're talking with Jack Holt with 84 Lumber. How you doing, Jack?
Good, sir. How are you?
Just fine. Jack, take a moment and tell everyone about 84 Lumber.
So my 84 store is located in Somerville, South Carolina at 2520 West 5th North Street, which is off of Highway 78, and it's right down from Scout Boots before you get to Jedburgh. Mm-hmm. But 84 Lumber is a company, was founded in 1956 and is headquartered in 84, Pennsylvania. 84 is the nation's largest privately held supplier of building materials, manufactured components, and industry-leading services for single and multifamily residences and commercial buildings. The company operates more than 300 facilities, which include stores, components, manufacturing plants, custom door shops, and engineered wood product centers in 33 states. And 84 Lumber also offers turnkey installation services for a variety of products, including framing, insulation, siding, windows, roofing, and decking.
Gotcha. And you folks at 84 Lumber, I know you do a lot of work with builders, but what about the public?
Yes, all 84 stores are open to the public, and we offer a wide variety of services and products, which normally include the public would be additions, garages, sheds, pole barns, any type of remodeling.
All right. Good deal. And what can customers find when they visit an 84 Lumber store?
Basically anything that someone would need to build a home. You know, we carry framing material, treated lumber to build a fence or a deck, windows, interior, exterior doors, trim and moldings, roofing materials, trusses.
Okay. You know, this is going back, I guess, about 30 years or so, but I recall visiting an 84 Lumber, one of your stores in Mount Pleasant. And at the time, you had you had plans to build a garage, and it was one of those things that I guess 84 provided at the time, and had a spec sheet of all the materials that were needed for that. And I ended up taking advantage of that and got all of our lumber from 84 Lumber for that garage. Is that something that 84 Lumber still does?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have about every size garage, shed you could want to build. And then if we don't have that size, we can still make those plans and get that to you as well. So we can do any type of custom design that you're looking to do.
Okay, good deal. And what's your background with 84 Lumber? When did you get your start there?
So I started with 84 Lumber in 1998 when I was right out of college. And I started in their what they call their manager trainee program. And from there, I was promoted to manage multiple stores over the next 26 years. But my wife and I always knew we wanted to be in the Charleston market. So I guess we've been here now a little over 17 years in Somerville, and we love it here.
That's great. That's great. It's good to see people that kind of start at the bottom and work their way up, and you end up knowing the business a lot better than if you just join the company and as a manager or something like that. So that's congratulations to you. How many years have you been with 84 Lumber?
26 years.
26 years. Congratulations. That's great.
Thank you, sir.
Speaking of joining 84 Lumber, what kinds of career opportunities are there with 84 Lumber?
So I would encourage anyone to start a career with 84 Lumber, whether that be in our manager trainee program. We also have outside sales, operations, logistics, load builders. They definitely will reward those who put in the hard work and will advance those employees to higher level positions to help build their careers. They offer very competitive wages, incentives. They train very hard, and they offer benefits to all their associates. Well, they're also committed to supporting our military men and women. And we have a great track record of hiring our veterans. Mm.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Well, good deal. And how many stores throughout the Charleston area does 84 Lumber have?
We have the main large store in Somerville, and we have a smaller store there in Mount Pleasant.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Well, and what would you say is like some of the top reasons why folks should be visiting 84 Lumber versus maybe going to a big box store or one of the other independent lumber yards?
Like I said, we train our people very hard to be knowledgeable about all aspects of construction here. So when you get here, our guys definitely know what they're talking about. You also get that one-on-one service. The people that bring you out here also who help you load up in the yard, which is very convenient. And you just get to spend that one-on-one time with our guys, and they really take pride in being with you and selling the material to you.
Gotcha. All right. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about 84 Lumber?
So you can look us up on 84lumber.com. Also, you can follow us on Glassdoor, LinkedIn, or Indeed.
All right. Well, that's great. Well, we have been talking with Jack Holt, longtime employee at 84 Lumber, and congratulations on that. And look for 84 Lumber within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine. Thanks so much, Jack.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.